This is George W. Bush, the President of the United States. At this moment, the regime of Saddam Hussein is being removed from power, and a long era of fear and cruelty is ending.
Starting at 6 o'clock tonight in Baghdad, a U.S. C-130 Hercules aircraft will begin transmitting two recorded messages, one from President Bush and the other from Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair.
We did not want this war, but in refusing to give up his weapons of mass destruction, Saddam gave us no choice but to act. Now that the war has begun, it will be seen through to the end. We will continue to do all we can to avoid civilian casualties. Our enemy is Saddam and his regime, not the Iraqi people.
Both leaders are trying to speak directly to the Iraqi people about the reasons for the war and their hopes for the country's future.
You will be free, free to build a better life instead of building more palaces for Saddam and his sons. Free to pursue economic prosperity without the hardship of economic sanctions. Free to travel and free to speak your mind. Free to join in the political affairs of Iraq.
These messages will be on Iraqi television with Arabic subtitles and on both shortwave and FM radio. They were taped on Tuesday during the president's meeting with Blair in Northern Ireland. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has warned that there are difficult and very dangerous days ahead for U.S. military personnel in Iraq, and that the fighting will continue for some time. Still, the events of the last 36 hours have provided some relief to American families with loved ones deployed in Iraq. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
John Whitworth is one of the lucky parents. Yesterday, he got a phone call from his son, Marine Lance Corporal Jeremy Whitworth.
And Jeremy said, "Dad, go to the TV and turn it on to CNN and watch us pull down this statue of Saddam Hussein in the square of Baghdad." So we turned on the TV, and sure enough, Jeremy said, "Well, if they'll turn these cameras over throughout the crowd out here, we'll be waving because there's hundreds of us from our company that are right here in the middle of the square."
It had been 6 weeks since the Whitworths had heard their son's voice, though they've been following his unit's progress through newspaper accounts. The young Marine told his parents the Iraqi people seemed genuinely happy to be free of Saddam and his regime, and that he could see light at the end of the tunnel. Still, his father urged caution.
I told Jeremy, "Son, now's not a time to put your guard down. It's not completed, and, you know, you don't want to relax. You want to make sure that you get through this thing safe, and you're closer today."
Whitworth told his parents that because so many fresh U.S. troops were on their way, he could be rotated out of Baghdad within a week or so. Tracy De La Vecchia's 20-year-old son, Derek, was also at the center of Baghdad yesterday. When she heard that Jeremy Whitworth was safe, she knew her son was also safe. And that brought a broad smile to the face of a woman who's created a popular website for Marine moms. Still, De La Vecchia's relief is tempered.
I look outside and I think, wow, the sky is blue, the grass is green, when did that happen, you know? And certainly, truly smiling ear to ear, but that little piece of reserve in there is still hanging out.
She says she won't be able to stop worrying about her son and the other Marines until she knows that everything is safe and secure. Still, another Marine mom whose son is in the center of Baghdad is Debbie Boudreau. She says the last 3 weeks have been very difficult. Her son's unit was engaged in some heavy fighting. Every time she heard someone was killed or captured, she would hold her breath and wonder.
"Okay, is it my son this time? And until you find out for sure that it's not, it's very scary."
Do you feel more relaxed today than you have?
Actually, I do, and I really don't know why, because I know that it's not totally over. I know they're still facing dangers, but it's like a turning point, maybe.
Boudreau adds that given what her son and the others in his unit have been through, she is glad they got to witness that turning point firsthand, witness the apparent collapse of Saddam's regime. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.